song lyrics. I played all the music wrong and started out in outfield all my own. We got together a new kind of orchestra. We all played same group as harmony. I must admit, we made a hit. Boy, Goose is having lucky for me. Born on a farm out in Iowa, a flaming youth. I thought they'd fly away. I packed my grip and grabbed my trumpet too. Do. I don't read notes. I play everything by ear and make up too. Sound that I used to hear when I start to play. The folks all say, oh, how's a little goofy?
And that was Bud Mussolini's championship bid. And he has a great chance to win. But here's the warning whistle for round two.
Retreating through the ropes, another great champ, one of America's outstanding singing discoveries of the year, from Long Beach, California, comes Fred Smith.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's handsome Fred Smith, 22 years old, weighing in at 175 pounds. Fred's a chaplain's assistant in the United States Army stationed at Camp Roberts and should be classed as one of the great young tenors of his day. Fred and his $5,000 try sings Begin the Begin. Here's a bell, Corporal Fred Smith. You're a great champ, Fred, and good luck to you.
When they begin the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor, brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, down by the shore as our kids are playing. Deep in the pond seem to be swaying. When they begin the beginning, live it again, it's past all endeavor. Except when that tune clutches my heart, and there we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, never to part. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the begin.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Fred Smith making his bid in the $5,000 National Grand Finals of 1951. Listen to the applause. Great work, Fred Boy, and the warning whistle for round three.
Brings to the center of the ring that great accordion sensation from Yankton, South Dakota, Lou Prohut.
Yes, from Yankton, South Dakota, comes 20-year-old Lou Prohut, the Paderewski of the accordion. Lou has come like a house of fire during the past 10 weeks. With his marvelous technique and fighting spirit, he'll make a tremendous bid for the crown, and especially when he's reporting for service in the United States Army at Fort Ord tomorrow. Lou will try to make an impression which will carry him over until he returns. Okay, Lou Prohut, here's the bell for the greatest moment of your life. $5,000 at the stake as you play Lady of Spain. $5,000 National Grand Finals of 1951, and Lou Prohut from Yankton, South Dakota, just made his great bid for applause. Now, here's a warning whistle for round four.
Introduces another great champion from the land of champions, Ashland, Kentucky, that great trumpeter, Jim Caudle.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 19-year-old Jim Caudle from Ashland, Kentucky, represents a section of America famous for its fighting spirit and sportsmanship. Jim is a member of the National Guard of Kentucky and is all set to go with a great Dixieland rendition of Dark Eyes. So, Jim Caudle, here's the bell. You're a great champ. $5,000 is at stake, so let's go. everyone. You just heard Jim Carter from Asheville, Kentucky, make his bid, and a great one it was, Jim boy. Here's the morning whistle for round five.
And from his corner comes the great champion from Pittsburgh, California, the Yankee Clipper of the accordion, Lou DiMaggio.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here's 18-year-old Lou DiMaggio from Pittsburgh, California, a member of the famous DiMaggio family. Lou was winner of our first quarter, and for his style of accordion work should also be rated as tops. There he is, the Yankee Clipper of the accordion, Lou DiMaggio. Lou, you're a great champ from a great sporting family. Here's the bell, and good luck to you. Auditorium in Los Angeles under the auspices of the Downtown Lions Club for the underprivileged children and the Lark Ellen Home for Boys will decide who should be the winner of the Golden Championship belt and the $5,000 National Grand Prize. In case of a tie, the winner's money will be split $2,500 to each person, $1,000 to all others. Okay, here we go. Contestant number one, Bud Metheny. Thank you very much, Bud Metheny. You're a great champ. Fine work. Contestant number two, Fred Smith.
Oh, yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them play till the stars that were there before.
How about that, folks? How about that? That Fred Smith on an ovation I can hardly hear. Contestant number three, Lou Prohut. Lou Prohut, you did a great job, Lou boy. Wonderful work. Gotta be terribly close. Contestant number four, Jim Caudill. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Jim, you did fine work. Everybody in Kentucky's proud of you. Contestant number five, Lou DiMaggio. Close, ladies and gentlemen, very close. Yes, it is, and we'll hear the decision in just a moment. First, an important word to the most important person in the world, you, Ken Roberts.
Friends, do you still have Christmas shopping to do? Well, here's a suggestion that will not only make your Christmas shopping easy, but it will prove a welcome gift to every smoker on your Christmas list. Give cartons of Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. Philip Morris comes in a handsome gift carton, especially decorated for the holiday season. But most important of all, it's the cigarette inside the carton that makes Philip Morris such a wonderful gift. Philip Morris is, in every way, a truly distinguished cigarette. Proved definitely milder and definitely less irritating than any other leading cigarette, Philip Morris is the perfect choice for every smoker. So why not go to your favorite dealer and buy gift cartons of Philip Morris for every smoker on your list? For uncles and aunts, brothers and sisters, the postman, the milkman, the doorman, the office force, everyone. A gift of Philip Morris is a thoughtful gift, for it says better than any words in the world, I want you to have the best. By the way, for your holiday entertaining, be sure to have Philip Morris in your home. It's a warm, friendly gesture of hospitality. Remember, when you give Philip Morris, you give America's finest cigarette.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have the judge's decision. We're extremely proud to introduce our first judge, for we hope to start him on a sensational rise. The star of Warner Brothers' Starlift, the star of his own radio show, The Railroad Hour, the star of Capitol Records, the nation's favorite, Gordon McRae.
Thank you very much, Horace. It's good to be back on the show with you again after many, many years. And you know, as I watched these wonderful kids up here tonight, it occurred to me that in no other country do young people have the opportunities like we do have here in America. And knowing from firsthand experience, it's programs like yours, Horace, which help make this all possible. Our nation's hopes of tomorrow depend on the youth of today. And judging by what I've just seen, our young people will rise to the occasion. As in my book, they're all great champions. And here on this card is my surprise for the winner, my reading of the electric applause meter, Horace.
Thank you very, very much, Gordon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our second judge is the person recognized as the outstanding young man of the year, a boy considered as possibly the greatest all-around athlete America has ever had, winner of the Olympic decathlon championship in 1948, and now the star fullback of the great Stanford football team, Bob Mathias.
Horace, thanks for your fine words. In sports, I've watched young people give their all for victory. But tonight, I shall leave here with the memory of one of the most stirring contests of them all. Five great young artists imbued with a fighting spirit, the like of which I've never seen, speaks well for the future of our nation. Here on this card is my reading of the electric applause meter.
Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, the winner tonight, a very close decision. Everybody was closely bunched in there. The winner tonight of $5,000... the national grand champion of 1951, that great tenor from Long Beach, Fred Smith. Fred Smith! Fred Smith is the winner! Fred, on behalf of the Philip Morris Company, we take great pleasure in awarding you this $5,000. We know that in the years to come, you're going to set a fine example for the young people of America. Now, Fred, say hello to everybody.
Gee, this is really a great moment in my life. I want to thank you. Words can't express my feelings right now. I want to thank Philip Morris, Mr. Height, for this wonderful opportunity. And it really is a wonderful opportunity.
Thank you very much, Fred. That was fine work. And a very, very fine talk, Fred. And, of course, Fred, you want to thank Camp Roberts, too, for letting you come up here for this.
You bet.
All right. Now, folks, to each and these other very fine contestants, Philip Morris is very proud and happy to award each and every one of you this check for $1,000. A magnificent gesture on their part. They do this in the sincere hope that it will help you to continue to be a fine example to the youth of America. And, Fred, there's your money. And Bud Messini,
Thank you, sir.
Check for Bud Messini of $1,000 from Philip Morris. And Lou DiMaggio, Jim Caudle, great work. And Lou Prohut, you're a great champ. Ladies and gentlemen, after 4 years, the original Youth Opportunity Program, under the sponsorship of Philip Morris, bids farewell for the time being. We wish to especially thank Mr. Alfred E. Lyon of Philip Morris for the opportunity he made possible for us. It will always be appreciated. During the past 4 years, the original Youth Opportunity Program has traveled over 750,000 miles, has auditioned over 144,000 young people, has raised over $1 million for charity. So we wish to especially thank you, thousands of loyal friends, for the wonderful support and interest you've shown in our show. Until we meet again, we'd like to leave with this thought. If you drop a pebble in the water, just a splash and it is gone. But half a hundred circles carry on and on and on, spreading out from the center, flowing into the sea, until no one can tell where the end is going to be. Drop a word of cheer and comfort, just a flash and it is gone. But half a hundred circles carry on and on and on, bearing hope and cheer and comfort with each splashing, dashing wave, till you would not believe the volume of the one kind word you gave. So drop a word of cheer and comfort. In a minute you forget, but there's gladness swelling everywhere, and there's hope a-circling yet. And you've rolled a wave of comfort whose sweet music can be heard over miles and miles of water just by dropping one kind word. Shall we bow our heads for just a moment, please? Oh, Lord, let us give ourselves today to those who need us most, without desire for a reward and never any boast. Teach us to live for others, and to try our best to be as good and kind to them as they would be to me, because we wish the outcome of each task we undertake to bring a bit of happiness for someone else's sake. Teach us to help our neighbors and the strangers on the street. Do what we can to make their lives complete. Help us, O Lord, to give ourselves with all our hearts and soul to those who strive to gain this everlasting gold. And now, nice people, to say goodnight, we have a 5-year-old boy whom I hope will someday follow in my footsteps, little Horace Hite Jr. Now, Horace, we'd like to have you say goodnight to everybody.
Goodnight.
Everybody.
Everybody.
That's very, very sweet. And folks, till we meet again, this is Horace Hite saying it's better to build boys than to mend men, saying goodnight to mother, and wishing you good luck, good health, and may God bless you all. Good night.
CBS Radio Network.